Hello and welcome back to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky and as always, I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. Now, surprise, surprise, this week's episode is titled, Now That the Hype is Over. Yes, believe it or not, the investing hype, the financial hype that came with the start of COVID and huge gains that people made is now officially over. Many investors who started with us are gone. And this is not the first time I've said this, but I've realized that even within hardcore investors and content creators, the hype is finally over, for now anyway. And what that means simply is that there just isn't as much traffic about investments and dividend investing or any type of investing, to be honest. And I think the main reason is we've had a prolonged period, probably since the end of December last year to the present day, where the stock markets and the crypto markets and just the markets in general have not been kind. And the people who couldn't stomach it have left. And even the people who are still in here are just talking less about what is going on. And with that said, remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. So before we go into the rest of the episode, I want to do something that I haven't done in a while. I want to do a shout out to all the investors who have joined in the last couple of months. I've noticed there have been many new investors listening to the podcast on a weekly basis. And once again, to all the investors who have continued listening right from the very start, thank you. And whenever you start listening, and if you're still listening, thank you. Please continue to share the podcast. It really means a lot. So yeah, like I said, even investors who have been in the game for 5 years plus, who are on YouTube, Instagram, even TikTok these days, right? Everyone seems to have dialed it down a little bit. And I am so happy about this. I do not think investments are sexy or exciting. Yes, they can be. But when you see every day there's a video or a post about the hottest new stock or this stock is gonna 10x, it was so sad for someone like me. And I'm so happy that though it's not completely gone, that type of financial content is disappearing. Let's be real, investing is boring. It sucks sometimes. It's not the most exciting thing. You will struggle to come up with new content every single week that engages people. And that is part of the reason. When there's nothing, there's no huge gains going on, and that's not to say that nothing is happening in the market. You know, you had Amazon doing a 20-for-1 stock split, you know, interest rates are high. The financial news is still out there. Companies are making moves and there's still lots of opportunities to be made out there. But people are talking about it less because less people care. That's just the truth someone like me has to face. So this week's episode is slightly different because rather than doing another stock analysis, I want to take a pause and I actually wanted to do a portfolio update. But even me, I've been very quiet on my social medias, just kind of focusing on building my portfolio in silence. And one of the biggest names in the UK kind of dividend investing or financial investing scene, Paul Briscoe of Briscoe Investing on YouTube, hasn't made a video in a couple of weeks. And people thought he had quit investing, you know, he doesn't care about the community anymore, XYZ. And as soon as I saw for a couple of weeks he hadn't posted a video, I understood 110%, because guess what? We have to get back to real life. And I can guarantee, because I still follow him on Instagram and on all his platforms, he is still investing and he still does post, but it's just not as visible as it once was when everyone was hyper-focused on it. And like I said, I think that is a good thing. Not that there's less content out there, because I do love some of the content he makes and other creators make, but yes, I think it's good that there's less attention on the investment world right now. You know, the real money is not loud, it's quiet. Most investors or people who are living off their investments or even have huge investment portfolios, they're just like me and you. You will sit next to them on the bus or the train or in the cinema and you would not know, because they are normal people. Yeah, this is overwhelmingly a very positive message for me. I like the fact that it's only the true investors that are hanging around. Not to say that I don't want everyone to be investing, but the market was crowded. That's the best way I could put it. There was a lot of people who you can tell were only in investing because everyone was talking about it. On BBC News, they're talking about the markets being up XY percent. When the markets are down for a consistent amount of time, initially you go through the first phase of where everyone is talking about the markets are going to crash. I saw this coming. I predicted this. Get ready. How to adjust your portfolio for the worst recession we've ever seen, or something along those lines. But actually, just stay the course and keep going. But after a while, there's only so many of those videos that people can make, or content that people can make, because investing is boring, okay? I'm not going to try and lie to you and excite you and say, guess what? This, and this. It's just not the way of investing. The best investors will hustle in silence. They will collect their dividends quietly, and those dividends will build up over time. The snowball moves in silence. It builds and it gains its mass very quietly. One day it's 1p, next day it's 10p, the next day it's 20p, the next day it's 50p, then from 50p to £1, and so on and so on. So yes, I am excited. This is the mark of the market returning to norm. Now, do I think there's more pain on the horizon? Probably for a lot of investors, yeah. There's still a lot of doubt. There's still a lot of money on the sides. And I guess someone could say, Banky, how do you know that these investors have given up? How do you know that they're not just pulling out for some time? Like Meet Kevin, for example, another big YouTuber out in the US. Well, I don't know. But we all know, and I at this point listening to the podcast, I hope you know that time in the market beats time in the market. Now, everyone's situation is different. If you're a multimillionaire like Meet Kevin, then okay, maybe you have a better way of putting your capital to use. But for most people, steadily investing however much you have to invest every single month is the best way to build real wealth. Yes, at certain stages in your investment journey, you will need to adjust and adapt, but that is not with every headline or every war even, because I can guarantee now, even though the aftermath and the sanctions on Russia and everything that's happening now, this is not going to be the last war, unfortunately. Probably in your investing career, there will be more wars, there will be more sanctions, there will be higher interest rates, there will be lower interest rates, and even if we get inflation under control, that is not the end of it. We will see inflation continue to go up. Some things are just for certain. I think there's a quote, and I can't remember who it's by, that says the only things that are guaranteed is death and taxes. And it's the same with the markets. The market is always going to be the market. Remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. So it's interesting to me to see lots of people not only leave the investing space, but just how the tempo, the pace, and the atmosphere around the general investing community has kind of mellowed a little bit. A lot of the hype men and women of the investing community have kind of had to quiet down. Now, even the more sensible investors and the ones who have always kept it real are still quieting down. And that goes for me as well. Because at the end of the day, yes, we want to encourage everyone to build a portfolio. But the main thing is actually to get on with it and do it. There are a lot of people that were talking about investing and encouraging you to invest and talking about this stock or this crypto or even bonds at one stage, but they weren't investing themselves. You find that the real investors, the ones who make it in the long run, are often quiet. They don't have to make an update or post every single day, and they probably won't be the most popular. I have seen dividend investors with, no lie, £1 million portfolio, and you never see them on YouTube. You never see them commenting. Even if they do try, it's because they just want to share their journey rather than, you know, bragging about what they've managed to achieve. And those are the ones that I still see who, even though they were never popular, they're consistent in the content that they put out and in their stance of investing. A lot of people are very, very wishy-washy when the markets are down. And this is both good and bad, because the markets haven't really been down for that long. We had a bad January, and we had what was pretty much a bad February as well, myself included. But to be honest, I kept averaging down, and my portfolio is already 10% up again. That might not be the case for you, but I'm not making a big deal about it, because guess what? The markets will be the markets. Some days they favor you and some days they don't. A lot of people can't continue. I made a lot of videos right at the beginning of this podcast about mindset and consistency. And You know, I've been investing since June 2020, so a little while now. Not even up to 5 years, unfortunately. But I can already tell from the number of conversations I have who's going to make it to that 5-year mark and who isn't. Because guess what? Life happens. I mean, I've seen dividend investors who are more successful now because they've had to restart. They've learned. They've made their mistake. They've bought penny stocks, who are more successful than people who had, you know, a 50% gain in their portfolio at one point in time, but they've cashed out, or they thought they could repeat that, or they've gone into something that they couldn't quite understand, or they didn't quite understand. And it just goes to show there is a mentality to invest in. And I dare say that to be a successful investor, you need to have certain personality traits. I'm not saying you need to be as calm or as mellow-headed as someone like Warren Buffett. And I'm not saying if you're very excited and you jump on every opportunity, you won't make money. All I'm saying is that generally, and I think most people will agree, is that the investing community is over the hype for now. I can almost guarantee as well that there will be something that comes up in the future that brings the hype up once again. So really, that's all I have to say this week. That is my 2 cents. The hype is dead, and thank God. And I'm praying the hype does not come back anytime soon. This is one part of the markets that probably puts off most sensible people. It does encourage a lot of people to get into the market, but hype will not sustain your investing tenure. It will not. Even if you get really good returns, it will not. So I'm glad that the hype is over. I'm glad that the hype is dead. And I pray it doesn't come back anytime soon, because in the long run, hype will always lose you money. Consistency, patience, research, and dividends will always make you money. And with that said, my name is Banky. Thank you for listening. And remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Thanks.